President-elect Donald Trump made many a campaign promise during his run for the White House, such as shutting down the Environmental Protection Agency and killing the Affordable Care Act. But none of Trump's rhetorical pledges may have affected Alaskans, like his Twitter vow to rename Denali. Orville Huntington, Parks Director with the Tanana Chiefs Conference, is from the Koyukuk Athabascan village of Huslia.
Well, I can only speak from the interior Athabascans. It's always been called Denali. We never really called it any other name. But every mountain has four names depending on which direction you're traveling. So for us, we're going toward the south. And, you know, you see Denali, it's pretty prominent. And so that's why it got the name. And it's always been the name, far as I know. We've never called it anything else.
Huntington says the name Denali means the Great One. He says Alaska Native names of the mountain could be different depending on which of the Athabascan or Denaina languages are spoken.
I wouldn't know. You'd have to go to the Denaina name. It may be the same, and I have no idea what it is in Upper Tanana. I don't know that language.
To many Alaskans, it has always been Denali. And after last year's visit to Alaska to promote his environmental agenda, President Barack Obama announced his administration's recognition of Denali as the official name. President-elect Trump took to Twitter, "Great insult to Ohio," and vowed to change Denali back to Mount McKinley. Ohio, the home state of William McKinley, the mountain's namesake, also figured prominently in Trump's campaign agenda as one of the hotly contested battleground states. It remains to be seen if Trump will follow through on his promise.